Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Hey, everyone. This is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, how you doing, Mar? Everything good?
I'm great. I just, finished up another CBS Sports Network college basketball season undefeated. I didn't lose a game all year. It was great.
Love it. I know, easy. When you sit down and you watch, everything is oh so simple. When you take a look at what we saw last night, there were some rather impressive things, quote unquote. We saw UConn dismantle another team. We saw two football schools advance here on the basketball side. What impressed you the most about what we saw last night?
I thought Clemson, that's the one thing that stood out. I mean, you can't take anything away from UConn because they just dominated the game. You know, a little tight there early, but they just continue to flex their muscles and keep winning. They play really hard, but I was really impressed with Clemson. I just thought that, they're really well coached. Brad Brunell's a terrific, terrific coach. I think one of those guys that the rest of the country, doesn't really know about, but he's so well respected within the college basketball world. Terrific coach. And I thought they played really, really well. Got to give them a lot of credit. And like you said, we got a football matchup, Clemson and Alabama. Who'd have thought?
Yeah, who would have thought? When you talk about Clemson, they've really only trailed like a minute in the entire tournament. How have they been able to do this and like sneak up on folks?
Well, I think sneak is a great word. They're sneaky big. They shoot it well. They don't turn it over a ton, and they really pass it and share the ball well. I kind of struck me last night. I thought they're a really unselfish team. And this time of year, year in and year out in the NCAA tournament, we see somebody that nobody expected to be there. And maybe this Clemson team is that group this year that just playing well at the right time. I think another one in the ACC tonight, NC State is another team that nobody expected to be here, but they're just playing really well right now. And that's the key. Nobody remembers a game you lost in November or December. It's about playing well in March, and Clemson and NC State would certainly be two of those teams that I would circle right now that are playing as well as anybody.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. The CBS Sports College Basketball Analyst Mocha Saris here with us on CBS Sports Radio. Before we get into the games for tonight, you had mentioned the other football school, Alabama. We had Coach Oates, we had Mark Sears, letting everybody know how much of a joke it was that people are now finding out about Grant Nelson, myself included. The man had the game of his life. What are your thoughts on his game and what you've seen?
Well, I think they're just so athletic, and they're tough, they're deep. Nate Oates is a terrific coach. I think that Alabama kind of went outside the box with that hire, a perennial, football school, and that's a really good team. It's not just one guy. I think that they're really good. They've got some, mid-major transfers. They've been into the portal. They've found some young guys. They're really good. And that was a great basketball game. Either team could have won, and Alabama just found a way. And, here they are back with a chance to go to the Final Four.
And no doubt about it. And we got UConn on the other side are everybody's favorite for the most part. Most folks to go ahead and repeat, as difficult that is, as it's been. They're beating everybody by double digits. What say you, Mo, about UConn?
Well, you know, Coach Hurley just has found, you know, they seem to just keep getting better. You know, preseason, they weren't really thought of that highly. They're actually a little young. You know, Cam Spencer has been a great piece for them. Really interesting story. I mean, there's a guy who started in the Patriot League, a league that I cover for CBS Sports Network. I had him as a freshman at Loyola, Maryland. You know, not really highly recruited at all out of high school. And here he is on the big stage. And they found the right pieces. They got size. They got depth. They got toughness. And, you know, another thing, I say this a lot this time of year, they have something else that nobody else has. They've got experience. They've been there. They've been, you know, on the big stage. They've been able to play in Brooklyn, now in Boston. They haven't had to travel a ton. Their fan base is awesome. They've won. They've won a national championship. So they got a lot of tools in their tool belt, if you will, as well as I mentioned, you know, before, Clemson and NC State. They're also just playing really well right now. So hard to you know, count against them. Hard to count them out. They just kind of keep winning and they keep chugging along. So, and they're, you know, they got, you know, almost like a home game played in Boston. So I don't see them not going to the Final Four, but stranger things have happened.
Yeah, most certainly. We'll see how Illinois likes or tries to hang in there with them tomorrow. Mo Caceres joining us here on CBS Sports Radio. When you think about the South and the Midwest brackets, in the games that we're going to witness tonight, you got Houston and Duke. In about 40 minutes or so from now, we have North Carolina State, Marquette, Purdue, Gonzaga. What are the other teams that you think have the best chances of advancing?
I still like Purdue a lot. I think their size and their toughness. You know, Houston's a team that the country doesn't get to see a whole lot. But day in and day out through the entire year, I think most coaches would say they're the toughest, kind of most physical team. They do have some experience. So hard to root against them. You know, look, I think Houston and Purdue are just really, really good teams. So I think they're on a collision course. And, you know, somebody's going to surprise us tonight. I do like Marquette a lot. I think they're hopefully healthy. If Kolick's healthy and they're clicking on all cylinders, you know, they and UConn have had a couple great battles already this season. So I like Shaka's team. But, you know, I mentioned NC State right now they're like playing with house money. They got nothing to lose. They're on a hot win streak. It's like, you know, playing cards and they just keep turning up your way. Like they're playing a great hand right now. So I'm excited for tonight. I'm going to sit in my chair. And again, like I mentioned, I'm not going to lose a game tonight, but I'm going to enjoy watching them.
Well, Mo Caceres joining us here on CBS Sports Radio. Let me ask you about that. From your time in coaching and now being an analyst, we've seen a lot of coaches kind of step away over the past couple of years because of NIL and a lot of the changes. We heard Christian Laettner earlier today say that NIL and the transfer portal needs to be eliminated to, I guess, bring some evenness and structure back into the game. What are your thoughts on how just the system of college basketball has changed? The politics, I guess you could say, the business.
Yeah, you know, it's a really, really good question, and I think that you're seeing, you know, the Jay Wrights, the Jim Boeheims, the Roy Williams, the guys that, you know, came up and really built the game where it is right now, walking away from it because it's a new group every year, and so many guys really struggle with that. You know, I struggle with that. You know, and I'm out of it. I'm not looking at it anymore the same way. But, you know, sitting on the other side of the sideline, it's really a difficult landscape. It's a new landscape every year. And how do you monitor it? How do you sustain it? You know, how do you have a new team every year? And, you know, I really look at it from the other guys, you know, not from the, let's say, the UConn vantage point. I'm looking at it, let's say, from the Fairfield vantage point in Connecticut. Like, hey, they get the rookie of the year in that league. He's gone. You know, you recruit him, you get him there, you play him, you develop him. You know, he's in the Big East the next year. Like, that's tough. I mean, that's a really tough landscape, you know, to navigate. So I got to be honest with you. you know, I'm happy sitting on the other side of the sidelines because I look at it, you know, and see the difficulty that so many, you know, schools, programs, teams are having. And like you mentioned, you know, you're just going to see a lot of coaches walk away from the game because it's becoming really difficult.
Well, Mo, having said that, and I don't know, I'm trying to make 1 + 1 = 2 here. Is that maybe one of the reasons why we have like an Alabama-Clemson matchup? Should we get used to more of this into the future? Are we going to see less of the same old blue bloods and a little bit more parity as we move forward?
Great addition by you. I agree. I think you're just going to see the group that catches it right 1 year. You know, Alabama this year, they got 3 kind of mid-major transfers. They get the right group. They blend in with maybe a veteran guy or a rookie that you have in. And, like, yeah, I just think that the dominant – hey, look. I mean, look at Kentucky. Look at Kansas.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're not here right now. You know, Duke's – Carolina's out. You know, Duke's hanging on by a thread here. You know, so I think you're right. You know, I think that you're going to just see a lot of parity, a lot of different teams popping up that get the right combination. And that's what everybody's searching for now. So it's not just the dominant – landscape. Hey, look, you know, I say this all the time. You know, it used to be about facilities and, you know, fans in the stands and tradition, things like that. Now it's simply about what's your NIL package, you know? Well, you know, so it's different. It's a really different landscape. So I do think you're going to see more and more teams kind of creep in here from different angles all the time into the Final Four, or certainly into the Sweet 16.
No, it's rolling. Mo Caceres joining us here. A CBS Sports college basketball analyst, as we start to wrap things up, thinking about the future, should we have an expansion of the tournament? I mean, it feels like it was yesterday. It's been more than 10 years already that we've introduced the first four, and now we want to expand it a little bit more. It's been talked about. What are your thoughts on how that would maybe dilute the regular season, the conference tournaments, and what have you?
Boy, it's such a tough dilemma because – I'm old school, and there's nothing better than that 64 teams. And like you said, I can't believe it's been 10 years already. And I think that was great. I think that really added something, but it didn't take away from the tournament. There's always going to be a couple teams that are left out. I think some of the numbers year in and year out don't add up. Like, you know, for example, this year, you know, everybody was high on the Mountain West. The Mountain West numbers are unbelievable. The league is going to get 6 teams, and yet, you know, they get completely dismantled by UConn with their last team last night. So it's really something where, you know, you'd like to say, hey, Seton Hall should be in. St. John's should be in. The Big East should have gotten more teams in. It's always going to be that. But I think that's what makes the tournament great. I think that's what makes Selection Sunday great. That's what makes the regular season great. So I hope they don't change it too much. I think the first four in Dayton was a home run and a slam dunk. I hope that it stays with that. That's kind of my vantage point, but I'm sure there's a lot of teams and programs out there sitting there saying, man, we should be playing right now. And as we mentioned earlier, there's so much parity now that there's teams, you know, in that next group that are not playing right now that, look, okay, they get the right draw. They're in the Final Four. We've seen it happen. We've seen it. So, you know, VCU showed it. You know, George Mason showed it. We've seen so many examples of that, and I think expanding the group could certainly allow that, but I hope they don't change it.
Yeah, well, whoever comes out next year, I don't think it's going to be UConn. I'll put it that way. So wide open for everybody. Hey, Mo, thank you so much for taking the time to hop on. Where can people follow you and keep up with your work?
Yeah, CBS Sports Network. You know, my college basketball season is done, but we have a great crew that covers college basketball year, and always doing some college basketball on my Twitter, Coach_Casera. So look forward to following the games, and I'll be following you and hop back on anytime with you guys.
Oh, we appreciate that. Enjoy the games. How's that recliner? Does it's like built for your shape now, right? It's like it's perfectly in it.
Look, I got 3 young kids. When they go to sleep, there's a decent chance I miss a good chunks of the game tonight as I'm asleep.
I could dig it. Enjoy the evening. Enjoy the rest of the games. And hey, it's spring. Thank you, Mo. Talk to you soon.
You got it. Be well, guys.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap, read a book, talk with a friend. When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.